Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, guys and girls. This is Dakota Lone Star. And tonight, I decided I was actually going to hold this program on Monday, but the subject matter is so important, vital even, to our actual livelihood as a nation in terms of our safety and so forth. Now, the call-in number tonight is 929-477-4090. And I just wanted to talk about a couple of things with you. I want to be very candid this evening. This is an open program. You can call in and agree with me or disagree with me. That's what makes me America an exceptional place to reside and call home. But our lives very well may depend on Donald Trump. That's right. Our lives very well may depend on a Donald Trump presidency. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you why. Let me go ahead and share something with you, first of all. Number one, Donald Trump is not the best orator in the world. That's for sure. Having said that, Donald Trump would have done well and done much better to have said, among them are rapists and murderers and gangbangers and whatever, warlords. He would have done well to have chosen his words more wisely, if you will. Now, we can live in this la-la fairy tale land that just because, and I think we should treat everyone, generally speaking, with respect. The Dylan Roofs and the Nidal Hassans aside, and the San Bernardino Devils, and no, obviously not. The person that purchased the firearms for the that were used in the San Bernardino massacre, that person needs to be strung up. We need to see, you know, there needs to be a strong message. But I'm going to tell you something. Make no mistake, Christianity doesn't loathe the LGBTQ community enough to physically harm even one of them. All right? Sure, you've got this goofball, off the chain group of individuals that have every right to refer to themselves as a church out of Texas. Church, which is absolutely joke. None of us take them seriously anyway. There's no Christian that I know, no adult that I know that takes the Westboro Baptist Church seriously. Do I wish that they wouldn't protest at funerals? Absolutely. I think it's sickening. It's deplorable, for lack of a better term. But I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. If you want to live in La La Land, in this pretend utopian fairy tale, and you think that Orlando is the Pulse Nightclub Massacre is the first of its kind going forward, you need to pull your head out of your ass. That's right. Get your head out of your ass, because Christians aren't looking to kill the homosexuals in this nation and whatever, lesbians, whatever, but homosexuals, same-sex relationships. All right. We're not out to harm anyone in the LGBTQ community physically whatsoever. We do wish that more from the LGBTQ community would plant their own churches and start their own scouting organizations. That is to say that we believe many in the LGBT community are out of step with American exceptionalism for pretending that we've constructed, that we as Republicans, as whatever, diehard Christians, as right-wing extremists, that we've constructed laws stating that you cannot accomplish the aforementioned collectively speaking, because you can. You can build your churches. You can start your own scouting groups. I would just, my hope for America, for a better America, in fact, is that the modern family will leave the 3% and 5% the hell alone and just become creative and stop whining. Pretend like pretend that you're better than Safe Space College Nazi children that, you know, just pretend that you're better for once, you know. There are people, and there are homosexual churches, I believe, in the United States. I heard one or two in Florida. Why not more? Create more. Why don't you guys just start meeting, hold meetings, whatever, at public schools and their auditoriums, and start in your homes if you want. We're not, we haven't constructed laws. Don't you get it? Hello? You don't get it. We're not your enemy. Now, having said that, this program is not going to last that long this evening if I don't take a call tonight. The call number is 929-477-4090. Make no mistake, Christianity doesn't load the LGBT community like another world religion does. Behind their smile and their mock smiles, their smug faith, make no mistake, there is one world religion in particular that despises you, that despises you so much that they would rather see you thrown off of a building. Now, I'm not talking about 100% of those people, but if you take 30 or 40% of 30% of them, if they're hardline Sharia subscribers, right, then that's a hell of a lot of people. You take the Muslim population the world over, you extrapolate to the tune of 20 or 30%, and I am telling you right now, you need to only turn on your televisions, look at the women in Europe that are being raped for how they dress, right? So German leadership is so, like, adept at functional government, right? Quote-unquote functional government, right? That they blame their female citizens for being raped. They're being raped in unprecedented numbers. So you just wait. You want another couple million unvetted Muslims brought in? Watch. The Pulse nightclub massacre, which was evil in every respect, you think that that's the end of it all? Do I believe that we should be rude with Muslims? No. No, I don't believe that we should be rude with Muslims whatsoever. But there, I will tell you this, though, and you may want to take this into account prior to Election Tuesday coming up, Election 2016. The president, one of our would-be choices for president, the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Carson, stated that Sharia law and our Constitution, or the Constitution of the United States, is incongruent. He is absolutely, unequivocally correct. Without a shadow of a doubt, that is an absolute truism. So give me a call at 929-477-4090 if you're straight, or if you're a homosexual, if you're part of the LGBT community, because I wanted to say this. Interestingly enough, after the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre, some homosexuals and lesbians were purchasing firearms, and good for you, because I want you to see another day. I want you to not have to sleep with one eye open. I want you to have the freedom to travel to and from and experience nightclubs without being subject to savagery, physical savagery, actual physical savagery, rather than safe space microaggressions that don't allow for you to lead your lives or live out another day. I'm not pro-LGBT per se, but I'm pro-American enough to and I'm not homophobic. I've had several friends throughout the years that are homosexual, but I'm telling you this right now. If you think that Christians are the problem, you, the modern family, is going to wake up one day in a hellish purgatory with it's just a fact. Look at Europe. They can't control the it's the communities aren't considered no-go zones anymore. The numbers are at such have been heightened and greatened to include tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that were are purportedly peaceful. Their aim is peaceful, and then they want to overthrow governments and smash police cars and kill police officers and rape all their women because they honestly believe that they feel like they have a right to do that. They believe that they're a believer amidst unbelievers or pagans. That's how they see things. People here too, I'm sure that they believe and wait till the numbers grow up, so to speak, and wait till these communities become so large that Christians are being targeted and the LGBT community is being targeted. Mark my words. Donald Trump has gotten better in his speeches. Donald Trump damn well shouldn't have said they are rapists. He should have just said, I kind of like the guy after listening to him, actually, after his several speeches over the court on the campaign trail as of late, outside of a debate setting. I think it would have been great had he said, but I've said things in the heat of the moment before that I regret. And to be honest with you, had he said there are rapists among the Mexican immigrants, there are murderers, there are gangbangers, there are bad hombres in the mix. You're damn right there are. Right here in Northern Virginia, one woman had her vagina sliced out and almost died, and the husband did die, and this was an aging white couple by a Mexican gang a few years back. They cut her up so badly that, like, she basically bled out, ended up living for God only knows what reason. But tore up the inside of her vagina, cut it up with knives. I mean, like, there are bad people that we need to vet. We need to have an actual system that vets anyone and everyone. I don't care if someone looks white and they're on their way from Europe through our southern border. They need to be vetted too. We're not stating, we haven't, just because we haven't mentioned that Europeans don't need to be vetted, my God, that come over here via illegal means. Oh my God, if this nation could learn to hear what hasn't been said and what isn't being said, as much as they are into the voices in their own head and into one of the greatest listening skills is being able to determine that which hasn't been said. Okay. All right, I'm not going to let this go very long. 99477409 is a call number. Give me a call. If you believe that Republicans are homophobic and Islamophobic, and you're wrong there too, because I stood up, I was steadfast in my approach at when it came to the protection of SD, a Moroccan Muslim woman that relocated to New Jersey that was being beaten by her husband and sought out our court system. So right there, you can chunk your Islamophobia, you know, if you want to believe that we're Islamophobes. No, we just believe that people should not just be vetted, but my God, look at the Facebook posts recently. There was a guy that would be out right now if he would have had a liberal judge, an African-American that said on Facebook, kill all white cops. That's a pretty serious threat. I mean, what about the San Bernardino Devils, or Dylan Roof even? They might, you know, had he had access to social media and so forth. We got to take these things seriously, those kinds of threats, and not supposed threats. You know, there are people that have stated in times past, well, it's easy for the president to say because he's got armed guards 24/7. And it is. It's easier to say, if I had armed guards surrounding my home 24/7 and my family, it would be easier to speak more bluntly at times than I do, more publicly, to be sure. But you got to wake up. I would say vote Donald Trump. Is he the best choice for America? No. I think that, honestly, I think that the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Carson would have been a much better choice, in my opinion, than Donald Trump in some ways. But look, Donald Trump doesn't need me. Actually, he's a fairly likable guy if you listen to him at length. And has he made mistakes? He's not a speechwriter. He doesn't depend on computers and so forth, and programs and speechwriters, and he doesn't depend on those things. And I really wish that he would have said, and actually about this too, if you're for women's rights, how the F can you vote for a woman that takes money from the Gilbert Chagauris of the quote-unquote free world? A man that has, he's a multi-billionaire to the tune of 4.2. It's been suggested that Gilbert Chagauri had $4.2 or $4.3 billion, and he gave money to Hillary Clinton and then had the gall to ask her to keep Boko Haram off of, you know, look, you state that you're for women and be fully, totally full of shit at the same time. You can state that you're for women and be totally full of bull caca, as we would say. I've been married to a Latina for 4 years, and my ex-wife is Puerto Rican, and over 20 years of my life, I've been immersed in the Latino and Hispanic community, American community. But so we're not racist, we're not anti-immigration. We don't want to see one more. Here's the thing. As a conservative, independent Christian American, I don't want to see one more homosexual die at the hands of terrorism, whether it be a cousin of Dylann Roof's or a brother of Dylann Roof's, or someone related to the San Bernardino Devils. I mean, I don't want to see any more deaths in this country. Not one. Can't we just stop the madness at a certain point? Come on. Come on, folks. Really? Can't we just stop the madness? Can't we just stop the madness? This isn't the America that I grew up in. This certainly isn't the exceptional melting pot that I was raised amongst. My God, really? You know, I'm going to go ahead and open up a chat window. Give me a minute and I'll be right back to you. I'm going to go ahead and read a couple things to you. And we really need some help here. Big time. Big time. Okay, so I've got my chat open. You can check me out online. Here's the other thing. Tim Kaine mentioned recently that that Catholics are going to have to get on. If I were gay, which I'm not, but if I were, Tim Kaine said that if Catholics don't get on board where LGBTQ, where the LGBTQ community is concerned, that those Catholics will be forced to leave the United States of America. Is that the America that you want? I mean, Hitler would be so proud. Why can't we allow for groups of like-minded individuals to get together and assemble, the right to assembly? I mean, really? I mean, my God, we're just so far gone in so many ways that I mean, really, we are. Is that the America that you want to create? Is it the America that you want to create? Is that the America that you want to see? I don't want to force people. I really just don't. I don't want to force people to my thinking. Don't know. I'm just unabashedly concerned about this nation. And I think we've just about gone off the rails almost in our entirety. Don't even know if anyone can hear me out there right now. If you can, give me a call at 929-477-4090. I don't want to see one more American die needlessly. It must be in self-defense if it ever happens. And you shouldn't be out looking to pick a fight. Stand your ground emphatically implies, for those of us with greater than 10 brain cells or an IQ higher than 81, stand your ground emphatically implies that you're not out looking for a fight. So I hope that more from the LGBTQ community are out there buying handguns and taking concealed carry classes. And just in case they're ever attacked by anyone, if a Westboro Baptist church member goes off the deep end and decides that he or she wants to kill anyone in this country, you know, give me a call. I mean, the Second Amendment is under fire and has been next to led to the gallows. Dozens of homosexuals and bisexual folk were taken from us, no pun intended, from the United States, or stolen from us because they were killed at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. I used to live in Orlando for 10.5 years. Don't know, folks. Who's going to actually protect us? Do we want another 4, 8, 12, or 16 years of government officials that don't take threats on Facebook seriously, like the threats made by the San Bernardino shooters, or trigger men and women, trigger. There's no common sense right now in government in many respects. Do we really want that rule today? Are you willing to chalk up the 40 or 50 plus lives that were stolen from us at the Orlando Pulse nightclub? Do you really want to chalk that up to the president's requiem of a collective speed bump on the road to a utopia that can never exist because there's even upwards of 50% of people subscribe to Sharia law and would rather see not only you dead, but me dead as a Christian? I'm a pagan. I'm an apostate to them, to those that love Sharia law. I don't want to have to sleep with one eye. I think that the person was ever meant to include having to sleep with one eye open for any of us. I don't think the Sikhs, my neighbors, I have amazing friends that are Sikhs and are of the Sikh religion. They know that they don't have to sleep with one eye open as my neighbor, and I know that I don't have to sleep with one eye open as their neighbor. You know, we have friends that are Buddhists, and I believe that some of those countries could treat their women better than they do in many cases or nations. But I don't have to sleep with one eye open where the Hindu or the Sikh or the Buddhist is concerned, I don't think. I don't want to see an atheist, even one atheist, be murdered in cold blood. That's an American that's willing to peaceably, actually, truthfully and honestly and actually coexist. We have serious problems. And out of these two candidates, I believe that Donald Trump will do Abbott protecting homosexuals, lesbians, and bisexual folk. Do a better job at taking Facebook threats seriously. On this crazy train, folks. And okay, last chance, 929-477-4090 if you want to give me a call. Tuesday is the most important election ever for the Western world, for the quote-unquote free world. Men that really, undoubtedly, you're going to have people sympathetic to Boko Haram. Never take one red cent from Gilbert Chiguari. And you're getting ready to pop America's cherry on a back-to-back basis simply because someone has a vagina? Really? And all that money she's taken from Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Nigerian warlords that clean up well and are billionaires? Really? Really vote for that? Do you believe she's for women's rights? If she's in bed with a Boko Haram buddy? Come on. We're smarter than that. Get your shit straight. Don't put any more of us in harm's way. Vote Trump. And watch America become great. All right. I'm out, folks. Ciao. Or me out online, rather, at 40and28. And on Twitter at @DOC_OTA Lone Star. Also on Facebook as Dakota Lone Star. All right. God save America. God save the free world. We're the last remnant. And if you think I'm wrong, you're going to wake up one morning and find out that we look like Merkel's Germany. Go ahead. Go ahead, vote for that if you want. Go ahead, vote for it just because there's a vagina running. It's pretty stupid.